Oh, my friends. This is going to be good. This will be, people will be able to, I don't know, sort of cleanse, you know? Sometimes you just say it out loud and then it becomes a little less annoying, right?
Sure.
Yeah, maybe. What is your significant other's annoying habit? I caught mine I recorded it last night. I got audio of it. And so my wife has done this, goodness, since we started dating. And the first time that I heard this, I was really taken aback. What is happening? I'll let you hear it, and then I'll explain what she says is happening.
She's either blowing her nose or drilling something into the wall.
Okay, neither is correct. We'll hear it one more time.
You think I remember?
Guys, for nearly 20 years, I have enjoyed that sound from my otherwise lovely smoking hot wife.
Oh my God.
So what she is doing there is, I would say, totally unnecessary because every other human being exists without doing this. But here's what she's doing. She is sticking her index fingers into her ears and then kind of like wiggles them back and forth a little bit, like if you were trying to get like an itch deep in your ear. And then with her throat, I can't even make the sound. She tells me that she is... That essentially scratches like either a deep inner ear thing and a little bit of the throat. Now, Donna, if you're having deja vu, I brought this up a few years ago. I don't think I had audio of it. And I had listeners who emailed and said, no, I get it. I do that. You do this? That's not necessary.
It's very strange. Everybody's got their little ticks, you know?
That's a created problem. She would hit me if she heard me say that. But there's no way. How are the rest of us getting... What do you think? The rest of us just have really itchy, deeper inner ears that we just can't quite figure out how to scratch yet? I think that's weird.
It's strange. The noise is alarming.
She knows I'm playing this, by the way.
Okay.
The noise is very unsettling.
Yeah. Like, does she do that in front of other people?
Only family.
Like but your family?
My family. And so when we broke the stream on that, or broke the seal on that probably a decade ago now, they also, a room full, talk about a focus group full of people who were in utter amazement at what they were hearing. Anyway.
I don't want to hear that ever again.
Please. I'll hear it tonight.
Is it every night?
It's not every night, but it is frequent to the point of it's a drip in the house where someone would come over and say, oh my gosh, you know that's leaking? And I'd be like, oh my gosh, yeah, I forgot it's been leaking for 11 years. I don't know how often it happens because I am truly desensitized. The only reason I don't know, like a bolt of lightning last night, I go into the bathroom, she had just stirred, and then she started doing that. It's like 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, no.
And then she, by the way, right after I said, here, will you do that again? And I recorded it. And then right after that, she just quietly walked right back to bed. Like, I don't know what your plan is with this. But then I did. I told her this morning. So
she's not alone. My roommate would do the same thing.
He
would
really?
Take his, but not the exact same. He would take his ear, little lobe, shake it, and then go. And that's how he would itch his eardrum. And I would come around the corner and I'd be like, what are you doing, man? He looked like he was punching himself in the face.
That is really bizarre.
Yeah. That is so funny. So. All right, we do have callers on the line, Steve.
Okay.
Shall we go to Julie?
Hi, Julie. What's your confession? Annoying habit of your significant other.
Hi, Julie.
Hello.
Hi, you're on. What's your honey's annoying habit?
It is not about my significant other. It's just about everybody.
Okay.
When they come over and use my bathroom, I want, after they use the bathroom, you open the door first, then you wash your hands. You don't wash your hands and then open the door. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes. Everybody does that? That's bizarre.
Yeah, I don't. I always open the door and then I wash my hands so I don't get germs and stuff all over my doorknob. So I'm always washing my doorknob. I got one kid trained, my 20-some-year-old, but the other one won't do it. He just won't do it, so he drives me nuts.
So they're opening the door before they're done in the bathroom, is what you're saying?
When you're done going potty.
Yep. You wash your hands.
Then you open the door. Mm-mm. And then you wash your hands.
No, other way around.
Yeah. No.
Julie.
Does Julie not know that she's wrong? Julie, just to be clear, do you think that the order that we are supposed to do it is go to the bathroom, then open the door, then wash our hands?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? So, what's your thought on
why do you think that is the correct way to do it?
Because when you walk into the bathroom and you shut the door, I don't even use the doorknob. I just shut it. I don't even use the doorknob. And then after that, I go potty. I open the door, and then I wash my hands. Otherwise, you have toilet germs all over your doorknob.
No, you got it wrong, Julie.
Julie,
it's the other way around. No. You're putting fecal matter on your doorknob.
You wash your hands so they're clean before you touch the doorknob.
Yes, so that other people, when they come in, don't have to just kick it closed like you are. It's a clean doorknob because people are touching it with clean hands. The problem, Julie, I hate to say it, starts and ends with you.
Sorry, Julie. It's supposed to be a safe place, but you walked into the fire.
Every now and again, when someone is that wrong, we have to tell them. And Julie, you'll be a better person as a result. Try our method tonight and see if you don't enjoy it.
I will try, but I will have my bacterial right there.
Okay. All right. Bye. Bye, Julie. Thank you for the call. Okay. Phone lines are packed. So.
They're probably upset with Julie. All right. Let's go to another line.
Julie,
who do
just
we
got
have?
It backwards. We have Kelsey on the line.
Kelsey.
Hi, Kelsey.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah,
we can hear you. Please don't be like Julie and get something totally wrong, okay?
I'm just floored that that's so wrong.
I know, it's crazy.
Anyway, my husband, as you are supposed to do, brushes his tongue after he brushes his teeth, you know, to clean your tongue.
Sure.
But he does it so far back in his mouth that he, will gag and then hack so loudly that, my baby will wake up.
God.
Our baby will wake up because it's so startlingly loud every time.
Don't
brush so far back, and then you don't gag. And he's like, but I got to get the back of my tongue.
Not that far back, maybe.
Yeah, maybe you could try it without choking yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be great.
We're on your side, Kelsey.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Kelsey. Thank you for the call. Who's next?
How about we go to Lori?
Hi, Lori. Welcome to the Dawn and Steve Confessional. What is an annoying habit of your significant other? Hi, Lori.
Did you say Lori?
Yes. Yeah. Hi, Lori.
Oh, hi. Actually, it's the same as Chelsea.
It's the gagging.
And it's just like, oh, my gosh, 20 years, and it still kind of bothers me, but... was out of town, and so, of course, this morning when I heard him, I was like, oh, gosh, I did not miss that at all.
I wonder what that's all about.
Yeah, that is sort of a weird thing.
I go far back, but I never, choke myself.
Here's what I think happens. I think they see a little something back there, Lori, and then they think, oh, I should try to get that, too. When in reality, that's in the back of the plane, the first class cabin in the front of your tongue, and the people you talk to, they'll never know.
Oh my God.
Well, it's like his eyes are bulging out, you know? It's like, come on.
Yeah, he comes out, his eyes are bloodshot, a little watery. It's like, that was aggressive in there.
Thank you for your time.
I love your show.
We love you, Julie. I keep thinking about Julie.
Fine.
Julie called in. It just really messed with my brain waves.
Stephanie.
I have literally pulled over the car, and I am stopped on the side of the road. A thing between my husband and me, I have two separate things of toothpaste for each of us.
Mm.
If he uses my toothpaste or my chapstick, I lose my mind.
Really?
That's why I have two separate ones, and everybody he has talked to says that I'm anal retentive and all this stuff, And I cannot handle somebody else using my chapstick or my toothpaste. Am I the only one?
No, I get the chapstick. Some people just don't like sharing, you know, the same coffee cup or, you know, Coke can. But what's with the toothpaste?
I honestly don't know. I guess it's the same thing. You know, you're touching
the toothbrush. Yes. Right. Okay. With the toothpaste. Right. I see. Got it. That makes sense.
Right. Yeah.
Tell him to keep his filthy kind of paws off your stuff. Okay. Right. That makes sense.
Right. So I make sure that he's got his own tube of toothpaste before the other one runs out.
I never thought of that. Okay. Good to know. Thank you for calling, Stephanie.
Thank you.
And thanks for the reminder that I have to pick up toothpaste today.
Yeah, that's a good reminder. Yeah. We have three tubes out on our thing right now.
I hate toothpaste. On? Toothpaste sucks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's messy.
Colgate, like, it sucks.
Oh, now you're calling out brands.
Sorry. It just, whoa. Why is it always, it turns into, like, cement at the tip. And it's like, why are you congealing on the tip? What are you doing?
We're talking about toothpaste, if you're just now tuning in. By the way, Melissa Peterman, our dear friend.
Hi, Melissa.
Texted and said, I'm with Lou on this. It does itch the back of your throat. Also, when you marry that out of your league, Steve, you should just zip it.
He does have a point.
Just to be clear, one more time, here's how this all started. When I heard my wife doing this last night, which made me think, what's the most annoying habit your significant other has? That's Nat Geo.
Tell right Melissa there. To text you back the most annoying thing that her
yeah, Melissa, does. We'd like to hear. You could tell on him. Yeah.
We won't say your name, Melissa Peterman.
Yeah, we'll do Jalissa Peterman. It'll be fine.
Totally.